Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Prominent European leaders have telephoned President-elect Joe Biden to congratulate him. The calls came even as the Trump administration's top diplomat, Mike Pompeo, denied that Biden had won the election. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have all called to congratulate Biden. Biden is calling for revitalizing the transatlantic relationship. He praised the German chancellor's leadership. Merkel and Trump had a strained relationship, with Trump frequently criticizing her for welcoming too many migrants and not paying enough for NATO. Britain's prime minister, who has had a warm relationship with Trump, spoke for 20 minutes with Biden. Boris Johnson later tweeted that he hoped to work with the next American president on climate change and building back better from the pandemic. Europeans are watching Trump's refusal to concede with consternation and bemusement. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits to halt the certification of election results in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Republican lawmakers in Pennsylvania have called for an audit of election results after a postal worker claimed that some mail-in ballots may have included ones that were illegally backdated. The whistleblower has since recanted the allegation. Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis has won re-election to a second term after defeating Democrat Cal Cunningham. In Alaska, incumbent Republican Senator Dan Sullivan is fighting off a challenge from Al Gross, an independent who's running as a Democrat. And two U.S. Senate runoffs will be held in January in Georgia. The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing a new challenge to Obamacare, and the justices appear disinclined to strike it down. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the court is hearing the case for a third time.
It did feel a bit like Groundhog Day. After all, the Supreme Court did uphold the so-called mandate in Obamacare 8 years ago, saying the penalty for not having insurance amounted to a tax. In 2017, Congress zeroed out that penalty. And while President Trump cheered what he called the termination of the mandate, his administration is now arguing that the remaining mandate language still in the law is so interwoven with the rest of the law that the whole ACA should be struck down. Chief Justice Roberts, however, didn't seem to buy the argument.
Congress left the rest of the law intact when it lowered the penalty to zero. That seems to be compelling evidence on the question.
Justice Kavanaugh echoed that sentiment, and some of the court's other conservatives seemed doubtful as well. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The federal government will start distributing limited supplies of Eli Lilly's COVID treatment on Wednesday. The antibody therapy has received emergency approval for use in certain patients with mild or moderate symptoms. This is NPR News. U.S. health officials say they're worried about a spike in coronavirus cases over the Thanksgiving holiday. From member station WABE, Sam Whitehead reports that the CDC has updated its guidance on how to celebrate safely.
The U.S. saw coronavirus infections spike after summer holidays, such as the 4th of July. Kriya Perine, an epidemiologist with the CDC, says Thanksgiving poses even more risks.
Now you have a holiday where it's colder, people are more likely to be inside, celebrating with family, likely to have more travel, as well as case counts are much higher. So this has got the potential to be sort of the perfect storm.
The CDC recommends hosting gatherings outdoors, avoiding potluck-style meals, and limiting attendees from different households. Coronavirus infections are surging across the country and show little sign of easing before Thanksgiving. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
A Vatican investigation of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick finds that bishops, cardinals, and popes downplayed multiple reports of sexual misconduct during the 1990s or looked the other way. Mitchell Garabedian is an attorney for sex abuse victims. He says the Vatican report is likely only part of the story.
This report calls for an investigation of why the cover-up amongst bishops and cardinals in the Vatican was allowed to exist for decades.
He says the report reads like a blueprint for child sex abuse. McCarrick, who's 90 years old, was defrocked last year. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.